You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 6.
Tune in to our interview with Rachel Brenke so you can discover how she ended up face down in the bathtub talking with her most important client.
You don't want to miss hearing from Rachel on her best Facebook strategies she used to get over 31,000 active Facebook followers.
Don't forget to head on over to our Facebook page. You can find us at facebook.com/brilliantbusinessmoms. We'll be doing a giveaway for Rachel's book. It's called The Laundry List, A Mom's Guide to Running a Successful Business and Home. You won't want to miss it.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So today on the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, we are so excited to welcome Rachel Brenke. She's a mother to 4 children. She's a photographer. She's a lawyer. She's a published author. Her book is available on Amazon. It's called The Laundry List, A Mom's Guide to Running a Successful Business and Home. She also has a Biz Revamp course that offers great business advice for not just photographers, but anyone looking to start and grow their online business. And this Biz Revamp course is starting up again June 19th through the 24th. So check it out. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Hi, Rachel. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and your business?
Yes. The introduction was already really great. I have 4 kids. My husband is medically retired from the Army, and we are living right outside of Washington, D.C. I currently am working as a lawyer for photographers and a photographer as well. Within that, I also do business consulting for photography businesses, other creative businesses such as videographers, graphic designers, and all of that sort, and some non-creative industry as well. I have my own studio here. We're right about 22 miles outside of Washington, D.C. We actually rent out the studio to other photographers for them to utilize the space also. So if anybody is local, we do have that available. And the reason actually for that is because we were in the military, I would always found that it was really hard to commit to a space. And so it was kind of nice to have a in-between. So I feel like this is kind of a little service that I can give back that can be like hourly or monthly, because you never know how long you'll be in one location. So that's pretty much what I'm doing. I'm excited to talk to you ladies today.
You're definitely a busy lady for sure. I'm so impressed. So, Rachel, going along with your business that you've clearly grown and you're doing great, what's the one accomplishment that you're most proud of?
I think, and this is really, I think, many business owners' most proud accomplishment is knowing that you're able to successfully do it and being able to make the ends meet. When I started all of this and I was in law school while my husband was active duty, and he was deployed a lot, and we PCS'd in multiple times. And so it was really hard for me to be able to see the end result. I was like, how am I going to get into the workplace? What am I going to do? And I needed to create something that I could do anywhere that I am. I mean, like, we're talking by Skype and we're like all over, you know, across the United States almost from each other. And so I think that's my biggest accomplishment, is being able to successfully do it and be able to touch as many widespread as possible and not just be local.
That's great. And I completely agree with being a military spouse. It's like you have to be able to make it work wherever you are in the world. So
as a non-military person, what does PCS mean?
Permanent change of station. Basically, wherever they tell you to go, you have to go and you have no choice.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you for that clarification. So with all that you have going on in your business and with your 4 children, when do you actually find time to get your work done? Or what does a typical day actually look like for you?
Right now, I'm really lucky that my husband is being able to telework some in order to help me. But when he is gone to travel or he's in full-time out-of-the-house job, it is me being a full-time business owner as well as being a full-time mom. And so the way that my normal day looks like is taking the kids to school, coming home. We spend the mornings together for the ones that are not in school. And then really in the afternoon is my work time. Like right now when we're talking, is like about from lunchtime to it's time to pick up the older one from school. I get about a 2.5-3 hour block that I just have to work as hard and as fast as I can. I try to do emails throughout the day by phone when I'm sitting in the car drop-off line and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, I really try not to work while my kids are awake if I'm the only one that's watching them, just so that they can get that attention, because there's no point in having the business if I'm not going to be able to be engaged in my kids. I may as well be working outside of the home at that point.
Absolutely. That's one thing Bethann and I have talked about a lot. There's no point trying to be an entrepreneur at home as a mom with your kids if then you're ignoring them throughout the day and plopping them in front of a video all the time. But it's definitely something that I have found I need to work on and make an effort at that, because it can be so easy to get sucked into the business when you really want to be spending time with the kids.
Well, I think that's why it's important too. Like today, I'm able to have a full work day at the studio. Like I just had a client who was here all morning right before you guys. And so being able to carve out some specific to be able to just dedicate to work, so that when I do get an 8 hour block, I can jam as much into it as possible, because some days I only get that 2-3 hour block and then I may have to work in the evenings. And so even if you have to find a mother's helper to come in to help you, so you can leave for a couple hours, or like I said, I've been lucky enough that this time my husband has a position that he teleworks a couple days a week. So we're able to trade off and kind of help each other with that. But I think no matter what, the most important thing that I really try to impress upon business owners, and I have to remind myself of this all the time, and I've been doing this for a while, is that, like you said, there's no point in doing it if you're not there for your family. And so when we do our schedule, we put our family stuff, everything populates for family first on our calendar. And then wherever I can fit in the business stuff is where it fits in. It's a marathon, not a sprint when growing business. And if my clients don't understand that, then they're not my client. They don't understand that. And I don't need their business. They don't need me. Because then we obviously don't have the same ideas. Anyways, so my long-winded answer to that question.
I love it, though. I love it. I feel like right there we just had got so much advice and great tips for, you know, just prioritizing and making things work as moms and entrepreneurs. So you've clearly had lots of successes with your business. I'm just blown away by everything you've accomplished. But can you talk about maybe a low point in your business and what happened and how did you push past that?
Well, I think it's kind of the topic we were just touching on. I mean, it's really easy to get into your zone and you're motivated. Entrepreneurs are. I mean, you're not an entrepreneur if you're lazy and unmotivated, right? You can get really motivated into the zone and want to work all the time, especially if you want to get it done. And I think the lowest point, and there's not just one point, I think this happens routinely, and it's really important that you stay grounded and focused on family first, because it's super easy to get sucked into work. And so my lowest points are when I have found myself, you know, standing at the counter working while the kids are awake and they ask me, can you put the computer down? I mean, that is a low point for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, but the thing is, I don't think there's just one low point. I think it's one of those things. It's a constant learning process throughout and balancing. And sometimes it's, I have to do a lot of work if I have a big deadline. Other times it just kind of know that it all ebbs and flows, but try to keep it as balanced as possible.
Great advice. Let's talk income now. Mm-hmm. How does your business help to actually support your family?
My husband and I contribute 50-50 to our household income. I mean, with four kids, you know, we do, because we only had three when he was active. And then, of course, I graduated law school and we have all those loans. So we are 50-50. We're about even on income. And the good thing about it is, too, is I'm glad that – and this is another accomplishment that I've gotten to this point, though, that if he wanted to quit and come work for me, we could make it work, because we know that financially and budget-wise, we are able to make the savings we want to make. We're able to invest how we want to. But I think the most important – and that was really my goal from the very beginning, not just helping people. That's great. You know, that's wonderful. It makes me feel good. It makes them feel good. But really was getting to a point, because he was active duty when I started the business. My goal was when I graduated law school and I did all this, my goal was that if he wanted to quit working, go to school, follow some crazy dream, he could. And I needed to financially be able to do that. And so that was one reason that I was so motivated and wanted to kick butt, because he never said no when I had a crazy idea to get another degree or try this kind of career. And so it really, I felt like that was kind of not my duty. Like he didn't expect it of me, but I felt like I owed it because he did it for me.
exactly how long did it take from the time you started your business till you got to the point where you felt like you could make it on your income or your husband could pursue something else? How many years of growth of the business did that take?
Approximately 3 years. But I say 3 is a little buffer because the first year I was still in law school and I couldn't work as much as I'm working now. So it was really 2 full years of dedication, but that 1 year of also still being in law school.
I'm just so amazed and impressed at all you've accomplished. And I love what you touched on with your relationship with your husband and the way you both just support each other and support whatever dreams you have. And I have to say, too, as a military spouse, my goal is that when my husband's contract is up in 4 years, that if he wants to go do something different, yep. Yeah, that he can pursue those crazy dreams as well. Mm-hmm. So you've clearly grown at least what seems to us at a really impressive rate. Can you tell us what's the single biggest factor or the best thing that you've done to grow your business?
It's basically not telling myself no. I always tell people that the ultimate rejection is you telling yourself no. If I get an idea and I want to do something, I go for it. If I fail at it, fine. I just move to the next thing on the list. As entrepreneurs, we don't lack in ideas. So why are we so scared to get through 1, 2, and 3 when we have a list of 20? If 1, 2, and 3 don't work, move on. And I think because I kind of was feet to the fire, I had a deadline that I needed to know to be able to allow him to walk away. It ended up being medical, but to walk away when his contract was up, just like you said. And so for me, I was like, I have to get through these. And really, honestly, as military spouses, we have this community that other business owners do not have. I mean, look how we met each other. You know, it was from someone I went to high school with and that I haven't seen in, I'm not going to say how many years and date myself, but I haven't seen in since high school, right? And so, and we got connected because of military. And so I think that military spouses that really should tap in, no matter what business you're in, tap into the military communities because the military is really small. Then social media makes the world even smaller for us. Everybody knows somebody somewhere. And simply by asking, whether you're a photographer or you're a wedding planner, whatever it is, just ask your friends, ask other military spouses, guarantee they know somebody in the location that you live.
Great advice.
Is there an online tool or app that you rely on constantly in your business that helps you push forward, stay organized?
The big thing is honestly Google Calendar. The reason for that is so that my husband and I know what always the other person is doing. Everything is on there down to what day of the week it is to pick up the dry cleaning. Every single thing is on there. Like I said, we start with our family stuff, then we fill out our work stuff, and it can change. It's fluid, but that way we know, like today, he knew that I had this certain things going on. So it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't any questions asked. It just was, oh, you have that? Okay. And we made the adjustments for who was going to pick up kids and so forth. I know that sounds like that's not really fun and sexy, but really Google Calendar is what really drives our family and our business.
I noticed that on Facebook, you have this really large following, like over 30,000 fans on Facebook. And so I just had a specific question related to that. Are there certain strategies you used or a way that you engage with your audience on Facebook that's really helped to grow those numbers?
Well, there's 2 things. One, exactly what you guys are called, brilliant business moms. By putting out there that I'm a mom and not just a business coach and lawyer, people identify with me better. They see that I have 4 kids, and if I can do it, they can do it. And so I think that provides the confidence, and it also builds like that buyer confidence and their investment of finding out who I am and what I do. I think that's really key that you always hear people say, branding is who you are. But it's true. I can't just act like who I am without a key point, and that's being a mom. So I share who my kids are. I share about my struggles as being a mom. If it shows me as weak, I don't care, because you don't know why. I receive 20 emails of thank you of business owners who are going through the exact same thing. And I think that has built the audience immensely. The second thing, which is not really as fun and feel good, is honestly, I do giveaways. I do a lot of giving back. And I recommend this for all business owners, not just to build your social media. And so I'll do routine giveaways. And the requirement is that they just have to engage with who I am, such as my newsletter list or my social media accounts. And that's how I can gain them, get them in the front door so I can go back to the point I just made so they can get to know me. And then they're happy to engage my services and go from from there.
Great advice, Rachel. I love that.
How do you define success? We've kind of touched on this within your family and within your business. I guess we have touched on that a lot, spending time with your children, and then you've met your financial goal. Exactly. But did we miss anything in that definition of success?
No, success is so abstract because I think as entrepreneurs, we never feel like we're successful, even though we've already completed the goals we wanted to complete. And I think that's what makes entrepreneurs. But yeah, the financial thing is a big one, obviously. Being there with my kids and also being able to do this with my husband is the next successful thing that I'm really trying to achieve. And so I'm always working. We're always working towards more success. Like I said, if people email me and thank me, and in that moment is success. If I just touch one person, then it sounds so cliche, but really, guys, hang with me. But it makes everything worth it. It makes the long hours, late nights doing it. If I can help one other, especially military spouses, because that's a lot who identify with me. If I can just help one other military spouse start up a business so they can do what I'm doing, then it's just worth it. All of it's worth it.
I love that answer too. And we've actually interviewed some other brilliant business moms who've said the same thing. They talk about getting those emails, those messages of thank yous, and just how much that encourages you and gives you that fire to keep going. So Rachel, can you share with our listeners your favorite business book?
Well, of course, the one that I wrote is my absolute favorite. But outside of that is Seth Godin's Purple Cow. I think it's a marketing one. I have heard of so many businesses that totally change their perspective. I changed my perspective after reading the book. It's so easy to look at what everyone else is doing. You have to do what they're doing. You feel the pressure to live or act or do a certain thing. And the same thing is true for business owners. I had how many business coaches tell me not to put out there about my family. You don't want to be known as a mom. You don't want to, you know, they don't want to see that you have four kids. No, I want them to, because those are the ones I'm trying to reach. And that's my purple cow. That is being the different cow in the herd. And so it's just finding, what is your purple cow? What is the one thing that you can do to set yourself apart? Because that, going back to success, is what's going to really bring that success. You can lay the foundation with everything else, but if you're no different than anyone else, then why is anyone going to buy into it?
I like that a lot. So I guess we are all purple cows here, since we are trying to reach other mom business owners with this podcast. So since we are trying to reach other mothers, do you have a funny mommy moment that you would like to share with us?
Well, one of mine, I mean, like, I talk about trying to only work during nap time. It's affectionately called my work like heck time, because I have to do like everything I need to do in a regular 8-hour day in like 2.5-3 hours. But one time I had a client call me, and it was from a different number, and I accidentally answered because I thought it was like the dentist reminder or something. And it was a client, and the kids are running around the house and they're screaming and beating each other with a broom. And they're like throwing things. And I was like, oh, hi, Mr. Client. I had to go upstairs into my bathroom and like hide in my tub that was wet because we had just taken a shower, and I'm like flattening myself against the floor and I'm trying to talk to him, and you hear the kids walking around. They're old enough. This is when I had the older ones, and they're going, mommy, where are you? We want gummies. And I'm like, oh God, please don't let him hear the kids, because you want to look as professional as possible, right? Anyway, so I'm just drenched in talking to him, and it was worth it because he was one of my best paying clients ever. But it just, I don't know, for me, I just look back and laugh, because that's like the epitome of being the business mom right there, because it's never perfect. There's always something.
I'm sure so many of our listeners can relate to that. I know I certainly can. With number one, nap time is golden time, and you have to take advantage. And number two, it does seem that the children like to follow you around the house wherever you go. And especially, we might not put this in the podcast, every time you go to the bathroom, no matter what they're doing.
Their little hands are under the door.
They follow you everywhere.
We have like a circle in our house, like around the stairs, and I'll walk while I talk, and they just follow me dragging stuff. So you hear like this clanging, and they're going, mommy, mommy. And I'm like, yeah, this is real great.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today. We've learned so much from talking with you, and we're so excited to share you with our listeners. So thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. This was great.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody one more time your web address and pertinent contact information.
You guys can find me at rachelbrenke.com.
That was a great interview with Rachel. I hope you got a lot of useful information out of that interview. I know I did.
We'd love it if you'd let us know how we're doing. So head on over to the Ratings and Reviews tab and give us a shout out. Thanks, guys. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.